This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, Mrs. Angela Jensen. Fax is 989-583-1914. Regarding Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, middle name Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, date of birth January 11th of 1989. Dear Miss Jensen, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Scott with developmental mental disability, chronic seizure disorder, chronic hyponatremia, history of low potassium, and preserved kidney function. His last visit was April 11th of 2023. His mother is with him at this visit as she transports him to visits, and she is also his guardian. He states he's doing well. He's got a device in the chest implanted to help control the seizure disorder, and that has been doing very well. He's not had any seizure activity, which required a call to 911. And otherwise, no hospitalizations or procedures. He does live in a group home in Mount Pleasant. We have advised him to try to restrict his intake of liquids. However, due to his mental disability, and he has difficulty doing so. And so it was stressed, again, for him to try to restrict the fluid intake. Medication list is reviewed. His mother is asking if he should be on Lasix, and our last notes say we would recommend no Lasix, but try to restrict fluids instead. But she does think that he has a prescription at the home, so she'll investigate and let us know about that. Other medications are unchanged, and I do want to note the low dose of lithium carbonate 300 milligram once daily that we are monitoring. Also, the effects of that. Physical exam, weight 196 pounds, pulse 74, blood pressure is 120 over 72. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Most recent labs were done 11-2 of 2023, and his creatinine is normal at 0.91. Calcium was 9.8. Sodium was improved up from 123 to 132. We're happy with anything over 130. Potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 22, albumin is 4.1, liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, chronic hyponatremia, secondary to his SI, probably related to SIADH from exposure to antipsychotic, antidepressant medication and anti-seizure medications. Two, chronic seizure disorder, currently well controlled. We've asked the patient and his mother to make sure labs are done every 3 months, and so they would be due in February again. And we've asked him to try to limit fluid intake, and he states he'll try to do so. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.